Okay, at this time I'm talking to Jane Etienne in Dominica. She was one of the persons who witnessed what happened in that tragic accident on Sunday in Vegas. Welcome, Jane. Tell us what you saw.
It was Sunday morning, approximately 7:10 a.m. Martina and I were on our way going to church. On arrival at the precipice, we heard a vehicle coming towards our direction, but with a screeching sound. So I asked Martina, "But Martina, who is that madman that doing that with the transport?" When the vehicle approached us and she saw the vehicle, she said, "That is the health inspector from Penville." Anyway, when the vehicle approached us, which close to us, we saw it was the health inspector from Penville. When it was close to us, it was coming our direction so fast that I grabbed Martin and I pulled her on the side. And in seconds, the vehicle just passed us, and I turned behind the vehicle, slammed into the precipice railing and plunged itself into the sea.
So did you actually see when it slammed that railing?
Yes.
Okay. So you said that you were going to church and that vehicle was coming. It was coming from where?
It was coming from the village we're going up to Penville.
Mm-hmm. And you said you heard a screeching sound, so what do you mean? It was going off-road or very fast?
Well, it was going very fast, a lot of speed.
And you saw when it passed you that everybody on board was conscious, or did you see anybody asleep?
Well, to be honest, I did not notice. No other person was on the vehicle than the driver himself.
So you saw him?
I did not notice. I did not know if there were any more passengers on the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
I only saw the driver.
So you saw his eyes were opened, you saw him was conscious behind his wheel?
Yes.
So how in your mind think that this really happened?
Well, I really don't know. All I know is that the vehicle passed us, we turned back, and the vehicle slammed into the railing on the presbytery. I cannot tell what were there, how they were, if they had anything. I don't know. That I cannot tell.
Describe for us the exact area. I know the area very well, but maybe for those who would know and are not there to see, describe for us the exact area.
When you leave Vekas village going up to Amber towards Penville, there's a cliff there, we call it on the falaise. There's a precipice in Amber when you leave Vekas village.
Yeah, so when climbing that hill, I know there's a turning, and just after the turning there is a house. We know that place where the railing is the highest point in the precipice. So you mean to say that's where the vehicle went down?
Yes.
Okay, so when you turned back, you heard the slam and you turned back, you actually saw the vehicle disappear from the road?
Yes.
And then what did you do?
Well, when the vehicle plunged from the precipice, we heard when it crashed down on the stones by the bay.
Oh, you heard when
it
crashed
down?
Okay.
Yes. And we started screaming. Martina and I started screaming for help. We shouted, suku, we need help. Then when we saw nobody was on the road at that time, it was only the two of us, we ran up towards the first house after the precipice, and we started shouting, Majun. Then she came and she asked what happened, because she said we just leave and go, and she hearing us. I'm screaming, what happened? I told her a vehicle go down the precipice.
Can I speak to Martina?
Yes.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay. How are you feeling after what you saw on Sunday?
Well, I'm still in a little shock, but I go to a counseling yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and I feel a little better.
Okay.
So, I could not sleep properly every time I lied on my feeling. As there's the transport I seen that coming.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Yeah.
So describe for me what you saw.
Well, the same thing she would say is that I see the transport was coming real fast, and she pulled me on the side and tell me if I'm not hearing what they're coming.
Mm-hmm.
And as the transport passed us, we stand up and look at the transport. It just hit on the railing and it go down to the cliff.
Okay, so you heard that transport coming before you saw it. As you said, you heard it coming fast.
Yes,
So then when it passed you with an unusual speed.
It passed us with speed.
Okay, so and then it just didn't manage to break that turning you mean to say while it was about to take that turning to go up, instead of going up, it left, it turned right.
Yeah, it break the corner and then it go wrong.
So when you saw it knock, did you run back to see over the precipice what happened?
Yes, we run back and we stand on the edge of the cliff and then we hear it fall down by under the cliff. They're calling the to be on the sea. Mm-hmm. They're calling the O2.
So when you saw it leave the road, about how much time after you heard it fall below? Did it take a long time before it reached below, or a short while?
A long time.
A long time, because this means that there is extremely deep.
Extremely high.
Yeah, very high, high area. So,
yeah.
What are the people of Vickers, Amber, Penville, what's their reaction now concerning that?
Well, it's very painful. They are very sad. It's just no activity we have in the village. It had to cut off because of the accident.
Mm-hmm. So do you know when will the funeral be held or what will be done?
No, not as yet.
Okay, I understood that the Prime Minister and some ministers are going to put a reef down in the area.
I myself did not see today, but people that asked, they said they were putting some cross something, but on Saturday we're going to put some flowers and thing there.
Have the railings been repaired?
Yes.
Okay, it's been repaired already. So going down that area now, how do you feel? Do you feel that you are scared of, I know this is an area that you have to pass every day. Do you feel scared of going down there?
I am not scared, but I am I feel painful.
Yeah.
Every time I pass there, I still see the vision, the way the transport is making the corner.
Yeah, because I can remember a few years ago, a bus went down a little lower, closer to the bridge, and a lady from Penville also lost her life a little lower down some years ago. So I think people may have been remembering that and might be saying there is something there for Penville people. I hope not.
I hope not.
Okay then. Well, anyway, it was very nice talking to you, and thank you for giving me first-hand information. I hope that you and Jane will recover from that shock that you saw as the first and only witnesses of that accident.
Okay, thank you so very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.